speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, February the 6th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. And of course, last night was President Trump's State of the Union address. It was, in fact, one of the longest State of the Union addresses that we've ever had. The third longest. The longest since Bill Clinton did an 89-minute State of the Union address back in 2000. Trump's was 82 minutes long, so nearly as long as the one that Bill Clinton did. And he covered the gamut of a lot of issues. But quite frankly, I think the most important thing coming out of this, you know, he talks about the wall, he talks about the economy, he talks about a lot of things. Nothing really concrete about the wall, pun intended. Nothing steel about the wall either. No deadline date as to when that's going to happen. But of course, I didn't expect that to happen. I said that yesterday. I said he gave him 3 weeks to do something. He's going to have to do this by declaring a state of emergency. He's going to have to do this by using his authority as president and commander-in-chief to use the military to protect our country. And quite frankly, I think even if he were to get the money from the Democrats by some hook or by crook, they would delay, they would stall, the prices would go up, you would only get a tiny fraction of what he wants to get built for the amount of money that he's looking for. The only way you're going to get that done and get it done a reasonable amount of time, again, is to use the military. They went in into Syria. They built over a dozen military bases, 4 airfields. Nobody knew about it. Nobody cared about it. Nobody saw the cost. They did it very quickly. They could secure our border as well. They secure borders all the time. That's what they do. But they haven't been securing our borders. They've been the unpaid mercenaries of the globalists. And it's about time that our Defense Department started defending our country. But that aside, what President Trump really was doing last night was focusing on a union, on a harmony. And of course, you had the Democrats take him to task about that. And he had a very reconciling speech. It was very well received by the American public. Even the mainstream media is talking about 70 to 75% approval rate by the public after seeing the speech last night. But of course, we're going to play some of the people in the media and especially Hollywood who had a big issue with President Trump, especially people like Bernie Sanders, upset that President Trump attacked socialism, or Kamala Harris, upset that President Trump attacked MS-13 and drug cartels. Because if you remember, when Kamala Harris was Attorney General in California, and this happened right after the 2016 election, where she was elected to the Senate, she was still sitting as the Attorney General, and you had San Francisco and other places were busy grabbing the records of MS-13 and other drug cartel members and hiding those because they said the Trump administration is going to try to deport these people. We don't want them out of California. We want them here. That's California. That's Kamala Harris protecting MS-13 while she came after homeschoolers, while she came after people who were exposing Planned Parenthood's trafficking in baby body parts. She didn't do anything to Planned Parenthood. She punished the whistleblowers, as you typically would expect from corrupt government officials. And so she sits there as President Trump says, we have to protect this country from drug cartels, from terrorists, from criminals who are coming in. And she has the audacity to shake her head. No. And Bernie Sanders was not happy at all when President Trump said, we're not going to go down the road to socialism. He quite actually got red-faced. The old communist fossil got red-faced as he heard President Trump trash socialism and lift up the foundation. Oh, there he is right there. Oh, he was cooking. He was red. Remember, you know, red has always been the color of communism. Until the mainstream media decided that they would gaslight everybody and make it the color of the Republican Party, not the Democrat communists. So Bernie wasn't too happy about that. We'll have more when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, February the 6th, 2019. The morning after President Trump's State of the Union, and we're going to get the reaction of the mainstream media, even though their own polls show that about 3/4 of the American people liked what they saw yesterday. Last night, yes, it was about creating a union. It was about trying to harmonize people, bring people together for greatness. It was a very conciliatory speech, quite frankly. And President Trump laid out the reasons for a lot of things, talking about the state of the economy, very important because, yes, it is about the economy, stupid. Remember when the Clinton campaign was saying that? Said it's all about the economy, stupid. Let's keep it very simple. That's really what people are going to vote on. And President Trump has a lot of good news about the economy. He covered that. We'll talk a little bit about that. But he covered a lot of issues. And we're going to go down these issues with some clips from yesterday, as well as some of the amazingly hilarious responses to President Trump. Again, from Hollywood, from MSNBC, from CNN. You will not believe some of the comments that people made. But one of the things that I was amazed to see was that Rick Perry, who is now the energy secretary, was the designated survivor. Folks, you don't realize how close we came to catastrophe last night. And of course, if you remember what the designated survivor is, that was made famous by the short-lived, very awful TV series starring Kiefer Sutherland. It was, I think it was written by, had a starring in it, a guy that was a speechwriter for Barack Obama. It was not a successful series, but nevertheless, the premise is that you got a State of the Union address where you got all the Congress together, you got the President, the Vice President, so forth, and the third in line to power, the Speaker of the House, and there's an explosion, massive explosion, kills everybody. They always keep one person away from the State of the Union address that is a member of the president's cabinet, and they are the designated survivor. So in the case of the TV series, Kiefer Sutherland was some low-level functionary who was in the cabinet, somebody who was not comfortable with the rest of the cabinet. He was an outsider and so forth. And they've got him spirited away in a safe place when the entire Capitol blows up and takes out everybody else in the government. And he is the designated survivor. He is the one who's going to bring the government back together again. And then they look at what happens with that and then the conspiracies behind it and so forth. But it was Rick Perry. Can you imagine if Rick Perry was the only person left? Well, actually, we might be safer. Not that he would get rid of... There we go. Not that Rick Perry would get rid of government, because, I mean, you know, he is still secretary of this department that he said he was going to abolish, except he forgot that he was the name of that department. Remember when he was running for president? And he said, yeah, I want to get rid of three departments. This one. What was that other one? I can't remember what that other one was. It's kind of like the Monty Python skit about... the Spanish Inquisition. Our main weapons, our tactics are, we've got three tactics. So anyway, if you know the skit, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to go into it. But Rick Perry, who is now presiding over one of the departments that he said he was going to get rid of, and he's still there, and so is the Department of Energy, unfortunately, created by Richard Nixon. Thank you, Dick. Department of Energy, the EPA, wage and price controls, 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, petrodollar putting the Saudis in charge. Do I need to go on about the legacy of Richard Nixon? I won't. But anyway, fortunately, we didn't have to have, we didn't wake up this morning to find out that the only person left alive in Washington was Rick Perry. But let's talk about the speech itself. As Daily Mail points out, President Trump began with a snub to Nancy Pelosi. As they're supposed to wait for her to introduce him. He didn't. He didn't wait for her to introduce him. He began speaking. I did not wait for Nancy. Then he went on to snub socialism, which I think was my favorite part of the speech last night. Justin Amash actually tweeted out. He said there were two outstanding lines in the president's State of the Union address. America was founded on liberty and independence, not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free. Now, he said that, but, you know, that was, and I'm sure Justin Amash has got limitations as to what he can fit into Twitter. We all have to, because he's got another quote there. Great nations do not fight endless wars. Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff in that speech last night. And we're going to go through these different spots here. And again, as I said, we're going to have some reactions from the left to this. But just before he said, America was founded on liberty and independence, not government coercion, domination, and control. He said, we are alarmed by new calls to adopt socialism in our country. And then he said that about we were founded on liberty and independence, not government coercion, domination, and control. Let's play that clip. Get video clip number 10. Let's play what President Trump said about socialism, and then we'll show you a brief reaction from Bernie, from his perspective, as he was left. Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sandinista, the guy, if you remember, who went down to the Nicaraguan Sandinistas, and he just thought that was the greatest thing he'd ever seen. And, of course, we've seen what happened in Nicaragua. We've seen what happened in Venezuela. And, of course, now Bernie proudly wants to bring that to us here in America. And so when President Trump said, tonight we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country, the House applauded, but not Bernie. And Bernie actually turned red, literally red. The red communist turned red. But here's the clip, President Trump talking about socialism.
2 weeks ago, the United States officially recognized the legitimate government of Venezuela and its new president, Juan Guaido. We stand with the Venezuelan people in their noble quest for freedom, and we condemn the brutality of the Maduro regime, whose socialist policies have turned that nation from being the wealthiest in South America into a state of abject poverty and despair. Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free. Tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country.
Absolutely. Yeah. President Trump said, now the people in Venezuela are suffering abject poverty and despair. Well, that's the average person. Not everybody in Venezuela is doing poorly. There's the article from the Daily Mail that's been on the Drudge Report yesterday about the rich kids of Venezuela. Who would that be? Oh, well, that would be the communist elite there, the rulers. That's the corruption of this kind of crony socialism. Socialism is always about cronyism. Flashing a fistful of dollars, posing with pop stars, living it up in the world's most lavish hotels, the rich kids of Venezuela's socialist elite know nothing of the misery that their parents have wreaked upon their country. Socialist revolution leader Hugo Chavez's oldest daughter, Venezuela's richest woman with a personal fortune of more than $4 billion, has it hidden in a bank account in Europe. And she is hiding behind diplomatic immunity from the regime-appointed role of alternative ambassador of Venezuela to the United Nations. Her younger sister had to flee the country, jumped on a plane, flew to Paris within hours of a picture that came out showing her holding up a fistful of dollars. That is what socialism is about, folks. It's about envy as a rationalization for theft. That is the definition of socialism, and maybe that's why Bernie Sanders is so angry about being called out about it.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth. One of the most popular health trends on the planet, built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, there's Bernie. He's not happy. President Trump called out socialism.
Tonight, we renew.
Yeah, that's a clip you heard President Trump talking about socialism. And it's important that we call that out. Because, folks, we've had a very subtle move. We've heard a lot of things in the last month or so. We've heard Occasional Cortex talking about her new Green Deal. Don't pay attention to the price tag on that. We hear about Medicare for all. We hear about universal basic income. Let me tell you what this is all about. Okay, you want to talk about Medicare for all? We're going to have help rationing for all. You want universal basic income? That's going to be universal basic impoverishment. That's what we're talking about. Look at where this has been tried. First place, of course, where they want to try it in the U.S. is in Stockton, California, where they've already gone bankrupt. And then also in India, where they're going to try to do this. Now, they've picked the richest province in India. But if you want to know where this kind of green socialism, this Green New Deal, where this is going to lead, take a look at some of the articles that have come out in the last month. This one from Yahoo. Lentils with a side of rice. Yes, that is the save the world diet. Yeah. So if you want to soak the rich, then you better start soaking some beans and rice, because that's what you're going to be eating. It's going to be enforced austerity. They think that you are rich, quite frankly. And when we look at the people who are proposing these types of things, they never come after the really rich, do they? They keep subsidizing them. And we just had the Super Bowl. And as one of the memes that came out said, enjoy the Super Bowl because you're paying for it. Total taxpayer subsidies for professional sports stadiums amount to $31 billion and counting. So that's what we do to the rich in this country. Right there in Queens, where the queen of socialism, Occasional Cortex, resides. They're going to give a massive subsidy to the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, to move his corporation there. We take the billionaires who own our sports teams, and we put the taxpayers in bondage to them. Yeah, we pass these bonds, putting us all in bondage to build elaborate stadiums for them that keep getting bigger and bigger. You know, I've been here at InfoWars for a little over 6 years. And one of the first reports I did was talking about the outrage of how we are continually soaking taxpayers to build stadiums for these billionaires. And at the time I was talking about it, there was a debt issue in Minnesota, and yet they were going to go even further into debt, $500 million, to build a new stadium for the Minnesota Vikings. And now that's nothing. And they just played the stadium, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Yeah, I guess we start giving them luxury names, since we spare no cost when we do this. John Stossel did an article about the Super Bowl of welfare. He said that stadium there where the Atlanta Falcons play, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, cost $1.5 billion, but they're going to build an even more expensive one in L.A. so they could get the Rams to come back to L.A. That's the way these guys roll. Build me a new stadium. Build me an even bigger stadium than my competitor billionaire, or I will take my team and go somewhere else. And yet everybody looks at this and they give it a pass because they say, oh, this is our team. We won the game. No, you didn't. You lost. You lost the game. You don't even understand what the game is. The game is to take away your money and to make the rich richer. And that's the way this always works. I talked about the rich kids of Venezuela, how their kleptocrat, socialist, communist dictators had robbed the poor people of Venezuela. And yet they are, you know, taking their private jets to get out of town with their billions of dollars they got stashed in European banks. You think it's going to be any different? You think when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sets on top of her socialist empire, you think she's going to be walking around clothes like you are? Is she going to be dressing at the height of fashion as we've already seen her? Yeah, that's the kind of elitism that these people are pushing. And yet, they're making a lot of inroads. That's why it's very important for President Trump to call that out. We got a recent poll as Politico is very happy about this just yesterday, saying that 54% of Republicans and 70% of people overall from a Fox News survey favored raising taxes on the very rich. Well, great. You know, the very rich they're defining right now as those making over $10 million a year. You know how we got the income tax? The income tax is going to be a soak the rich tax. How'd that work out for you, America? You know, when they put in the income tax, that was going to be a tax only on the 1% of the 1%. And then what happened? Well, they kind of kept redefining that. They redefined it from income to wages. And then they started taking it further and further down. By the 1950s, they were taxing families of four. But they were only paying 2%. It was the rich that was paying the really high rates of income taxes. But then they kind of equalized that. They have a habit of doing that because they just can't get enough money from the rich. If you take all their money, you still aren't going to have enough money to pay for the pensions that they're handing out, even to their federal employees or their state employees. And, of course, that's what's happening in New York right now. You got Cuomo wringing his hands over the weekend, saying that high earners are leaving New York. At this point, there is no doubt, said Cuomo, that the budget that we put forward is not supported by revenue. It's as serious as a heart attack. And they can be serious. What is happening? Well, people have been fleeing the high tax jurisdictions of New York and California. Anybody that is productive, anybody that doesn't want to live under the thumb of these socialist dictators are getting out. And in New York, they're going to Florida, as they always have. Quite frankly, I grew up in Florida. I would see people who are tax refugees coming there all the time. And unfortunately, they would go to Florida and then they would vote for higher taxes in Florida. But there's a boom going on right now in Florida with mansion sales. They said as tax exiles are seeking a place to save their money. And they said it's not just the weather. The advantages of the tax code are greatly appreciated. New Yorkers are the new foreign buyers in Florida. It always works out that way. You can't tax your way to prosperity. And that's why it's very important for President Trump to call out socialism, say that tonight we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country. You know, there's a great article on Natural News. The masses can vote their way into socialism, but you always wind up having to shoot your way out. And that's basically what's going to happen in Venezuela. It happens everywhere. But that's why the socialists want to come for our guns. As they point out, like war, getting into socialism is much easier than getting out of it. And, of course, one of the poster children for socialism is not just occasional Cortex, but also Kamala Harris. And we've got some cameos from Kamala. She gets her dirty looks thrown at President Trump when he says, we're going to stop MS-13 and the drug cartels coming in. And she goes, oh, I don't think so. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant on product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I talked about how Justin Amash focused on the part of President Trump's speech where he said America was founded on liberty and independence and not government coercion, domination, and control. We're born free and we will stay free. He didn't have the line immediately preceding that, saying we're alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. He kind of focused on the positive part of it. It's interesting that when ABC News tweeted out what President Trump said, they took out the center part about what America stands for, about liberty and independence, and saying we will not be dominated and we will not be controlled. Instead, what ABC News did was they said, President Trump, we are alarmed by new calls to adopt socialism in our country. Tonight we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country, which makes it sound like he's afraid, fearful, reactionary. No. We know what America stands for. And, you know, yesterday, we also, before President Trump attacked socialism, somebody attacked Karl Marx's tombstone in Highgate Cemetery there in London. And The Guardian was absolutely appalled at that. Karl Marx's London grave, vandalized and suspected hammer attack. And I tweeted that out yesterday afternoon on Twitter. You can find me at Libertarian. I tweeted that out and I said, what? No sickle in the attack? Only a hammer? You know, when we look at this, and they were just so appalled. They said, it's a grade I listed monument and it will never be the same again. Good. Good. Put him on the trash heap of history. And of course, one of these people, Chief executive of the cemetery there said that it will be permanently scarred. It is a particularly inarticulate form of political comment. This is no way to treat our heritage. Well, you know what? This may be your heritage in the UK. This may be the heritage that you identify with. It is not my heritage. My heritage is what President Trump articulated last night. America was founded on liberty and independence, not on government coercion by communists and socialists, not on communist and socialist domination and control of our lives. They want to control every aspect of our lives, from our housing to our jobs to our income to our movements. They want to control everything in our lives. These people are control freaks, and they're thieves. They're kleptocrats. If you really want to know what socialism and communism is, they're nothing but excuses for authoritarians to rule over us. It sounds great when you look at it on paper. You know, we've all heard the survey where they asked people, you know, from each according to his ability to each according to his need. Who said that? Oh, I think that was Jesus that said that. I think that was in the Bible. You know, it sounds great. It's a great way to rationalize authoritarian government. And when I look at the people crying about Karl Marx's defaced tombstone, I think about the hundreds of millions of people killed by communism in the 20th century alone, because it's not dead yet, unfortunately. We're still being ruled from the grave by Karl Marx's gaslighting philosophy. But I think about all the people that were killed, and tens of millions of them have no tombstone marking their graves. They were murdered by authoritarian governments who use communism and socialism as an excuse to get power. And they were shoveled into ditches and covered up without a marker. I wonder if it was a family member of some victim of Stalin or Mao or Pol Pot or somebody else. I mean, look at all the different communist dictators have been out there. I wonder if it was somebody who was a relative of one of those people who will never be seen again, who defaced that marker. So they think it was a particularly selfish act. Oh, that was the life of Karl Marx, that avowed atheist. Yeah, that was the other thing they kill people for. You believe in God, that'll get you put in a grave by a communist real quickly. Still doing it in China. So regardless of what anyone thinks about Marx's philosophy, I just think it's an appalling thing to do. On a human level, this is a grave of his wife, his own grave, and other members of his family. Well, tell that to the victims and the family members, that these people who used his wicked philosophy to dominate, to murder millions of people, tens of millions of people. Particularly inarticulate form of protest. Well, you know, actually he provided a very articulate excuse for dictators to rule over us. And as I was saying in the last segment, Natural News, the masses can vote their way into socialism, but you're going to have to fight your way out with a gun. That's why Mao said power comes out of the barrel of a gun. And guess what, folks? We're not giving you our guns. We're keeping that power. Posse comitatus, the power of the community. That was also a keystone of America's founding. That was a keystone of our liberty and independence. And of course, as dictators always do, Concord and Lexington. You know, one of the things I did while I was recovering at home, one of the books that I listened to, Harrison Smith, who did a great job of taking this show while I was gone, actually gave me a couple of history books, one on Texas Revolution. But I also listened to an audio book about the first conspiracy, the conspiracy to kill George Washington. And it's a very, very good book. It moves along very quickly. And it kind of covers the first year or so of the revolution. And it is a spy versus spy type of thing. But, of course, it all begins with Concord and Lexington, doesn't it? When the authoritarians decide that they are going to confiscate the rifles and the cannons from the people at Concord and Lexington. And they had something to say about it, didn't they? Kind of like when Santa Anna decided that he would do that to the people who had declared independence. And one of the things that you don't hear from the people who try to denigrate the Alamo and denigrate our heritage here in Texas is how virtually every one of the Mexican states, provinces, I guess you could call them, declared independence from Santa Anna when he became the dictator there. They knew what he was going to be like. The only ones who survived were the ones here in Texas. He conquered the rest of them. They surrendered eventually to him. And, of course, there's the famous come and take it flag. What is on that flag? Not a pistol. Not a rifle. It's a cannon on the come and take it flag. And so that's right, folks. You have to have the means of defense. And just to understand, we're going to get to the rest of what President Trump had to say. He gave a shout out to the economy. He talked about abortion. We're going to get into that. He talked about, of course, the wall. And we're going to cover all of these topics coming up here. But just one more thing to say about this, of course, as we want to soak the rich. That's the new Democrat Party. And Kamala Harris is a great poster child for that. She clicks off a lot of different boxes, doesn't she? In this article from Natural News, they talk about the fact that, yeah, she's right in there with the socialist Marxist economic model, and she has all the different boxes of being a minority, born to immigrant parents, a woman, and so forth. She's younger. And then she wants to come in and take away any tax cuts from anybody that makes over $100,000 because, you know, they're rich. So that's the slippery slope I was talking about when I talked about how they brought in the income tax. Don't worry, the income tax is only going to be something that the rich people pay. And now it's turned into a wage tax. And then they used it to establish the principle that a bureaucracy can hold you guilty and you have to prove your innocence and you have no due process and you'll be tried by that bureaucracy. And all these different things that we now see have metastasized all these different other areas. Yeah, you just wait until you find out that they think that you're rich. Because $100,000 in a lot of areas of the country, like New York, for example, or California, isn't really very rich. You can't get a house. We'll be right back.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors they've taken, everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
And by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at President Trump's State of the Union. We've talked about socialism, communism. He took that on head-on yesterday. Very important that he do that. We saw the reactions of Bernie Sanders. Now we're going to see some other reactions about some other topics. Of course, President Trump talked about the wall, talked about immigration, talked about the economy, even talked about women and jobs. And the Democrat women were very excited about that. We're going to show you that clip. Where everybody came together. It was a very unifying speech, quite frankly. And I think that's why three-quarters of the American people liked it. We're going to have some amazingly funny commentary from Chuck Todd, from Van Jones, and others who didn't like it, and they were struggling to find something wrong with it. And they were tripping all over themselves. So I think you're going to enjoy that when we get to those comments coming up in just a moment. Before we get to the... I'm going to play next the one about women in the workforce and the Democrat women in Congress. I'll play that in just one moment. But before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the products that we sell here at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program and everything that we do. You know, free speech is not free, folks. And we have a full spectrum attack. InfoWars is at the very front of this attack on the First Amendment, on freedom of the press, on your ability to be able to see what you want to see, hear what you want to hear in terms of news, and to share that news. And, of course, they want to shut all of that down. It's a twin strategy of purging information out of the public square and then pushing their narrative in its place because they can't win in a free marketplace of ideas. So they're trying to shut us down in every way they can, whether it is social media or whether it is trying to do economic boycotts. We now got Microsoft. All the tech companies are now involved in shutting down any kind of advertising and pushing us around. But you can go directly to InfoWarsStore.com, and we have some very good specials that I think you'll enjoy. My favorite supplement, Brain Force Plus, you can get at 50% off if you buy it in combo with our new product, Turbo Force. You'll see that special at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Ultimate Bone Broth. Of course, bone broth is packed with super nutrients. It's one of the most concentrated, nutritious forms of food and nutrition that you can get. And Ultimate Bone Broth is an upgrade to our original formula. You can now get that at 50% off. And we have a natural way to fight infection from virus and from bacteria, and that is NanoSilver. We have Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel and also Immune Gargle Spray. Both of those are NanoSilver. We have those in a combo pack. You can get that for 40% off. Very safe, very, very effective, and now 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk about the Democrat women who actually gave President Trump a standing ovation. Well, maybe they were applauding themselves. Here's the clip. Let's play video clip number 8. I'll let you see and hear what President Trump had to say.
No one has benefited more from our thriving economy than women, who have filled 58% of the newly created jobs last year.
And here are the Democrat women sitting together, all wearing white. And they are applauding, and now they're turning around. And actually, they're applauding themselves, as you would expect women politicians to do.
You weren't supposed to do that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All Americans can be proud that we have more women in the workforce than ever before.
And they all stand up again. And the Democrats, because they don't want to applaud President Trump, a lot of them are turning their backs on President Trump and applauding these women in white.
Don't sit yet. You're going to like this. And exactly one century after Congress passed the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote, we also have more women serving in Congress than at any time before.
We got a lot of women in Congress, and they're showing that they can be just as corrupt, as self-serving, and as violent as men in Congress can be. Just look at Hillary Clinton, for example, right? No special virtue in being a politician. Quite frankly, you know, when I look at this, and they were applauding themselves even before President Trump said, yeah, we got a lot of women in Congress and so forth. They were applauding themselves before that. I remember when we're talking about our history and our foundation, I remember a time when politics was not considered to be a career. It was not considered to be a job. It was a service. It was a sacrifice rendered to the country. That's the way that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and others looked at it. They didn't become politicians in order to enrich themselves. That's what the socialists and communists like Hugo Chavez and Maduro in Venezuela do. Or Stalin or whatever. That's the hallmark of authoritarianism, that people start to regard being a politician as a career. And that's one of the key things that's wrong with our country right now, quite frankly. And so as they kept applauding themselves all through that until President Trump gave them the punchline. And, of course, we've got a lot of women now with jobs in Congress. Well, I don't know. It cost Washington a lot. And then he set the precedent of just two terms by returning to his farm, like Cincinnatus, the famous Roman politician who returned to the plow. Thomas Jefferson, when the British invaded the War of 1812, invaded Washington and burned down the Library of Congress, he donated his personal library at a time when each book was very, very expensive. And would, in most cases, cost about what you would pay for a car today. Thomas Jefferson didn't leave this world as a multi-billionaire. You know, we got people like Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and the Obama Foundation. Obama is building a $500 million library to himself, and it doesn't have any books. And so we had Thomas Jefferson give up a fortune in books when the Library of Congress was burned down by the British, and then he wound up in poverty you know, as he was dying. Completely the opposite. You have these people like the Clintons who come out of poverty, or a community organizer like Barack Obama, and they become multimillionaires or billionaires based on their quote unquote job. Well, we don't need to be giving jobs like that to politicians. And you know, one of the women who was not showing up, one of the women who has a job, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she was not there. She was not on the job yesterday. Where is RBG? I have to be careful because I always want to say, RGB, you know, the color, from CRTs. But she is RBG. Ruth, Darth Vader Ginsburg, we'll call her. But, she is, celebrated on so many different movies. There have been documentaries and musicals done about her. There's a movie that's out right now, On the Basis of Sex, which ironically is how she got her job. You know, she has accomplishments, certainly. Not just because I disagree with her, but yeah, she was accomplished in terms of her career. But let me say something. If she was Ralph Ginsburg, she would not have been picked for the Supreme Court. She was put on the Supreme Court because she was a woman on the basis of sex. So it cut both ways, didn't it? And there were people who were just as qualified as Ginsburg, just as liberal as Ginsburg, who could have been picked, but weren't picked on the basis of sex. And of course, she had this, supposedly had a public appearance at a concert that was celebrating her. But there's no pictures. No pictures at all. We do have some pictures of Ruth, at, some previous State of the Unions, where she was propped up like Weekend with Bernie. And allegedly she was at a concert, celebrating her in song, and, she got great reviews. She was, they said she looked glam. She looked magnificent, great, resplendent. Correspondent Nina Totenberg from NPR said that she looked very glamorous. Well, maybe glamorous compared to Nina Totenberg, but it's just amazing. And yet, where is she? Can she do her job? We're talking about women in Congress. How about women in Supreme Court? Do they even have to show up? Oh, not if they're liberal enough.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide.
of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to get into the other aspects of President Trump's speech. We're moving along to other topics. He covered quite a few topics, as I said at the beginning of the show. It was the third longest State of the Union address that any president has given. It was nearly as long as Bill Clinton's speech that he gave in 2000 at 82 minutes. But President Trump covered a variety of topics. We're going to be talking about what he had to say about the border, about immigration control, about the economy. Also, we're going to talk about what he had to say about energy and about abortion. That'll be coming up next. In this short segment where we have a lot of our radio stations are doing top-of-the-hour news, let me just talk about the idea that Democrats think that they can tax their way to prosperity. You know, I think one of, and this was something that I was going to cover before I got sick. It came out at the end of the year. I was going to call it The Golden State Kills the Golden Goose. You know, they legalized marijuana and they said, hey, this is going to be great. We're going to make so much money from taxes by taxing marijuana. And yet they taxed it and regulated it so much that they basically are killing marijuana, the marijuana industry, by overtaxation and overregulation. That's the Democrats can kill anything by taxing it to death. You've got New Jersey right now. They're talking about enacting what they call a rain tax. A rain tax. R-A-I-N, as in the water falling from heaven. You'll be taxed if it falls on your property. There's a new bill that would call for a creation of local or regional storm water utilities. And in order to pay for that, they would start raising taxes on paved surfaces like roads and parking lots because, you know, we don't want to have any cars. And cars are evil and parking lots are evil and roads are evil. And we need to have road diets and road calming and toll roads and rationing and self-driving cars, as reported at InfoWars. Yeah, they're already talking about how the self-driving cars, because there won't be any parking lots because they'll be taxing everybody for the parking surfaces. So the self-driving cars will just start cruising around waiting for their owners to come out because there'll be no place to park and just adding to congestion, which will add to more of their arguments and say, see, you shouldn't be driving a car at all. Yeah, right. It's just total gridlock being offered to us by the Democrats. And yet the example of legal pot sales in California, when they voted in 2016 to allow the sale of recreational marijuana, they're like, well, this is going to be great. We'll finally have a way to fund the incessant spending of the California Democrats. And yet they taxed it so much that people are going to the black market. You know, years ago, I read a book by Jim Rogers. He's an economics commentator. You see him a lot on cable news. He actually made a lot of money with George Soros. But, you know, he's a good guy. Jim Rogers is a libertarian. And he did a book called Investment Biker. And he went around the world with his girlfriend. They had like a cruising bike, like a Harley or something like that. And so they drove through all these third world countries. And I think one of the things that he said was, he said, you can tell the corruption of a country by looking at the difference between the black market value of the currency and what the official exchange rate is. Well, by that measure, I think we can say that California has got to be one of the most corrupt places on earth, because there is such an increasingly widespread because of taxes and regulation that people will go to the black market and get their pot when they could go down and get it legally, because they overtax and overregulate even marijuana in California. That's the Democrats for you. All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to get into what President Trump had to say about abortion and about the economy and about the wall and the border and so forth. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at President Trump's State of the Union speech last night, and we have some reactions from the mainstream media, but I want to play a little bit more of what President Trump had to say before we get to some of the absurd reactions from Chuck Todd, Van Jones, and others. As I was saying at the top of the hour, if you want to know how the new Green Deal that Occasional Cortex is putting out there, if you want to know how socialism is going to work, just take a look at what the Democrats in California did to marijuana. They thought they were going to have a big windfall. And yet this LA Times article from the end of the year, they said, as the year comes to a close, first year of licensed, legalized marijuana sales comes to a close. Instead of getting over $1 billion in revenue like the California government thought they were going to do, they're only going to get about $471 million, less than half of what they would get. Why? Well, the director of California Normal, the pro-legalization of marijuana group there, said the cannabis industry is being choked by California's penchant for over-regulation. Yeah, they can regulate and tax anything to death, including marijuana. Voters legalized marijuana 2 years ago under Prop 64. Officials estimated there'd be as many as 6,000 cannabis shops licensed in the first few years. Instead of 6,000, they got 547 temporary licenses. 1,790 stores and dispensaries were paying taxes on medicinal pot sales before licenses were required. So they only got another 500 licenses there. Again, this is what they are going to do to the economy. And you think that they're going to soak the rich when they subsidize Jeff Bezos, when they subsidize billionaire sports team owners to the tune of $31 billion a year, putting you in bondage to pay that? No. And do you think that they're really pro-choice? They're not pro-choice. They're not pro-choice about anything. They don't want you to choose how you spend your money. They don't want you to choose your health care. They don't want you to be able to choose your children's education or decide how many vaccines are going to get or when they're going to be vaccinated. They're going to tell you which ones to take. They're going to force you to have your kids vaccinated in a cluster. That's another thing that California has taken the lead in. They do not represent any kind of choice. Everything from the Democrats is a mandate. It is a regulation. They can't even legalize marijuana and do it right. What are these people smoking? I don't know. But let's take a look at what President Trump had to say about abortion. Let's get video clip number 9. President Trump said, all children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God. And Sodom and Gomorrah, Hollywood Babylon, was spinning in their soon-to-be graves when they heard that. And let me tell you, we're going to have some of the reactions of these people. The hatred coming out of Hollywood, probably mainly for this type of thing. Because remember, when we talk about abortion rights, you spell that R-I-T-E-S. It is a religious right to these people. It is a sacrament to kill children. And this is what President Trump had to say.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world.
Yeah, look at that.
And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth to defend the dignity of every person. I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in a mother's womb.
Yeah, as we were putting up there the picture, the 4D imaging, and I remember years ago my wife worked with an organization called Birth Choice where they were trying to counsel women, trying to educate them, trying to tell them what was really going on. I said, you know, what the pro-life movement needs to do is they need to start a fundraiser to improve imaging technology. Well, they didn't do that, but it came anyway because technology always advances. And so we have these images of children unborn in the womb, and you can see that these are real children. You can see them moving. You don't have these kind of grainy ultrasound black and white images where, you know, I've seen so many of those ultrasounds from back in the 70s, 80s, that say, you know, only a trained, medical technician could read those things. But anybody can take a look at this. And quite frankly, you know, we've had, National Geographic go out and show, baby animals, unborn baby animals. And guess what? They have little elephants, little dogs, all before they're born. You can see all of the detail and that. Look at that. Look at that. Now, is that an elephant? You'd look at that. Is that an elephant? Why? Yes, it is, but it's got an umbilical cord attached. There's some birds. You can go in and you can image that and they will show you those pictures of animals. And, you know, we got to save the baby whales, but not the baby humans. And now we say that we will let the baby humans be born. There's some baby bats as we're showing the pictures there. We'll let the baby humans be born and then we will kill them. And you've actually got, it's not just New York, as I pointed out yesterday, it's not just the murdering governors, the demonic party, Cuomo and Northam in New York and Virginia, but it's also the governor of Rhode Island. They are pushing a bill there that would say we're not going to penalize anybody if they harm a pregnant woman and kill the baby. We're not going to treat that as murder. That's absolutely amazing. And folks, if you allow them to take away the most innocent among us, allow them to murder the most innocent among us, then there is no ethical or moral constraint on these people. That's one of the reasons why the Democrats now are the party of war as much, if not more so than the Republicans are. You know, Republicans have had a blind spot in terms of foreign wars. We've had a lot of, it used to not be the case with the Republican Party. That was not the Republican Party of the early 20th century. Taft and others, they would push back against war. But then they got taken over by the neoconservatives. That's why we call them neoconservatives. You know, the people like Bill Kristol and others who are always pushing war. And now the Democrat Party has, for the most part, been taken over by a bunch of people who would love to have a thermonuclear exchange with Russia. They don't want to have any easing of tension, any detente. They want to escalate things. And they haven't seen a war anywhere that they don't want to get involved in. And, of course, that all follows if you can kill children, babies. Of course, you don't have a problem killing any kind of group. And it's very easy for the Democrats who are all about this group versus that group. You know, if they're not the demonic party, they're the demographic party. They've always used as a path to power, as I said yesterday, the Democrat Party has always been racist and it's always been about division. The difference is which races they want to cozy up to. As the demographics change, they will pivot from attacking one group to attacking another group. And now as they see that the white demographic is declining in America, they're demonizing whites. They're setting whites up for a kind of Holocaust, as they have in the past gone after black people. They've always been racist. They still are racist. They just change which races they want to demonize. But they are murdering children. You used to have a time when presidents would talk about mom and apple pie. And we still have a president who talks about mom. But we also have Democrats who think that moms should be killing their babies. And they want to make that happen. They don't like motherhood. They don't like families. Take a look at the senator who just got elected from Arizona. She absolutely hates motherhood and families. They're very anti-family. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
To rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Human spirit that refuses to submit.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the immune gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
A very brave...
Maybe hot or cold, have a wet or dirty nappy, need winding, or most likely be hungry. Newsflash, feed is a two-step process. You can walk through the breastfeed and then our breastfeed separated at birth, 6 weeks, 3 months, and 6 months. So when in doubt,
being told me the new doctor.
All right, welcome back. I'm David Knight. We had Chuck Todd last night. And I want to give some of the reactions of the mainstream press to what was happening last night. And, of course, even CNN said, well, our polls that we took up, 59%, very positive. CBS took a poll, 72% approve of President Trump's immigration ideas, 76%. Approved of the president's State of the Union address. That's according to CBS. CNN, again, 59% from CNN. And yet, when you look at Chuck Todd and some other people, as we'll look at and look at the reactions of Hollywood, Chuck Todd, when he did his report, he put up a lower thirds and he had Comedy Central, State of the Union, Theater of the Absurd. And, of course, he spelled comedy as C-O-M-I-T-Y. He said comedy with a T. But actually, it was kind of comedy tonight. Kind of like a funny thing happened on the way to the forum, wasn't it? You know, when you talk about comedy, see it with a T, that was what President Trump was actually doing. It was a harmonizing speech, trying to bring people together. But, of course, that's not what Chuck Todd and MSNBC or CNN is going to talk about. Let's play this clip from Chuck Todd. Actually, the only clown, the only joker last night. Well, not the only one. We've got a lot of people from Hollywood. We've got Van Jones coming up here in a moment. But Chuck Todd is the real clown in this comedy tonight. Here's what he had to say last night.
Good evening. I'm Chuck Todd here in New York, and welcome to MTP Daily. Millions of people are going to watch tonight's State of the Union, which is shaping up to be a night of absurdist theater. Absurd because the White House says the president's address is going to be about bipartisanship, unity, compromise. They say it's going to be a night of comedy with a T. They really use that word. Absurd because literally as the White House is telling reporters about how the president is going to rise above partisanship tonight, the president is tweeting about a human wall. Then he mocks Chuck Schumer. And, of course, Festivus begins and he airs grievances about the midterms. Absurd because tonight's address was delayed because of an act of overt partisanship when the president himself decided to engineer a 35-day government shutdown over a border wall that he promised to his political base. Absurd because the backdrop of tonight's address is his threat to end run Congress and declare a national emergency.
Yeah, I think that's what he was trying to get to. When he said it's going to be the theater of the absurd, and comedy tonight. Well, it was comedy with a T, but of course he was providing us with comic relief, but not nearly as funny as what Van Jones had to say. Here's Van Jones' comment about the State of the Union. Video 12.
Conservative, well, there's a lot about reason.
I see it very, very differently. I saw this as a psychotically incoherent speech with cookies and dog poop.
Okay, let's just hold that phrase there. Okay, now, Van Jones is usually one of the most articulate people that they have at CNN, and that's not high praise. But what he had to say there, just think about that one phrase he had there. Psychotically incoherent speech. And then he says, with cookies and dog poop. Now, is that psychotically incoherent? The speech was filled with cookies and dog poop? This is what passes for commentary on CNN by one of their best commentators, Van Jones? It was cookies and dog poop. It was comedy tonight. This is the theater of the absurd. It's called CNN. If you want to know where it is, Comedy News Network. Yeah, and that's not with a T. They're trying to divide people as much as possible. But then let's take a look at what they did in Hollywood. Some of the comments, Alyssa Milano said, you know, walls divide. Yes, they do, Melissa. Alyssa Milano, this actress from the 80s. I don't know what she's done since then. But yes, there are a lot of walls that divide people, and it divides bad people from good people. Maybe Ms. Milano, you should talk to some of the people who have had their children executed by MS-13 gang members who are going to school with them, as I talk about constantly, the father in Long Island who fled El Salvador because he wanted to get away from MS-13. And he said, I thought I would be safe in America. No, you're not going to be safe in America if we don't have walls to keep the bad guys out that you're running from, because they walked right across the border just like he did. And then they killed his child in school over an argument, boyfriend-girlfriend type of argument. Yes, walls divide us, and that can be a good thing. Could be a good thing. Then John Cusack had this insightful comment. Trump is dark orange red. How many sexual assault allegations against him? F yourself, criminal. That's from John Cusack. Rob Reiner, the meathead. Glad to find out that America will never be a socialist country. Wish he could say the same about authoritarianism and fascism. Well, you know, you might understand that if Rob Reiner wasn't such a meathead, he would know that the people who are the poster children for fascism, the Nazis, actually refer to themselves as national socialists, Rob. There's a reason for that. You know, we have the two different flavors of socialism. We have the national socialists, and then we have the international socialists, who like to call themselves communists. But, you know, they're both about socialism. As Adolf Hitler said, he said he was going to use the corporations to keep power, to gain power, to consolidate power, and then he would take them out as the very last thing. He thought it was a mistake for Joseph Stalin to take the corporations out at the beginning because he said he doesn't know how to run these things. And as we have seen, the Democrats don't know how to run Flint, Michigan, California, or New York, because they've been listening to people like Rob Reiner. Elizabeth Perkins, another former actress, said Trump's anti-choice attacks on reproductive freedom disproportionately hurt the poor and women of color. No, actually, that's Planned Parenthood, Elizabeth. Planned Parenthood was designed for black genocide. That's why they put most of the abortion clinics into the black neighborhoods. And you might want to go back and read what the founder, Margaret Sanger, had to say about her eugenics vision of getting rid of black people. And they have suffered the brunt of most of the abortions. You know, it's kind of interesting. I agree with people who say there's something wrong when we're sending such a disproportionate number of people in the black community for the same types of crimes being committed by white people, yet they go to prison at a higher percentage rate. I agree there's something wrong with that. There's also something wrong when we abort black children at a much higher rate. Maybe you ought to take a look at that, Elizabeth. Also, we have Bette Midler joining in. She said, now we're on to abortion. Who wrote this stuff? And then Mia Farrow, amazingly, Mia Farrow said, Trump will be attacking and insulting the most vulnerable people on earth tonight. That's Mia Farrow. Where was Mia Farrow when her husband was attacking the most vulnerable person in her household? Her adopted Asian daughter that he sexually assaulted. Mia Farrow wasn't watching her husband, just like she didn't watch the State of the Union address last night. She likes to hide her eyes from the ugly realities that surround her. And, of course, there was nothing ugly about the State of the Union except their take on it.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product, and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. That's concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest, Turbo Force, for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we were just talking about Van Jones's comment about the State of the Union. He said it was psychotically incoherent speech with cookies and dog poop. And, you know, I look at that, it's psychotically incoherent. Did he say anything like that about Governor Northam's speech, you know, when he was talking about taking a newborn baby, setting it on the table, having a discussion with the doctors? You know, of course, you know, doctors can make these life and death decisions with the parents. And if the doctors and parents decide they'll kill the child, they'll do it. Now, was that psychotically incoherent? Was his press conference where he's talking about moonwalks and plaid pants and blackface and Ku Klux Klan hoods, was that psychotic and incoherent? I don't think Van Jones said that any of those things, amazing things that were said by the Virginia governor or the tap dancing that the Democrat Party has done around his minstrel party performance. I don't think that he ever called any of that psychotically incoherent. But the fact that he characterizes it as cookies and dog poop, I mean, that in and of itself is just what he was accusing the president of. Yeah, Van Jones himself was psychotically incoherent with his cookies and dog poop comments. And what he was referring to in that strange analogy was he said, well, you know, he says he cares about children, but then he's demonizing people who are immigrants in a way that is appalling. And you have Rick Santorum there with him, and he interjects. He was demonizing child trafficking. And he says, no, hold on a second. There are people in that gallery who have children who have been torn away from their mothers at the border. Has Van Jones ever been concerned about children who are torn out of their mothers with Planned Parenthood abortions because they need a particular body part they've got a contract out for? Or children who were torn away from their American parents, most of them poor and black, having their children torn away here in America by child protective services without any due process, without even an accusation of any violence being done to the children? They have their children, Americans then, have their children torn away from them on a daily basis because there's a vast bureaucracy that profits from that kind of human child trafficking. It's called CPS across this country. And you don't ever hear the Democrats complaining about that. Never complaining about that. But if somebody, as the Democrats, they're as I reported yesterday, their first counter offer to President Trump was, we'll do something, but you're going to have to put in an exception. If anybody crosses the border with a child and they maintain that that child is somehow related to them, they get a free pass into the United States. And all that is going to do is encourage people to do child trafficking. Yeah, if I grab a child somewhere, I got a free pass in the United States. And nobody's going to do any investigation as to whether or not that really is my child or any relation to me whatsoever. Not going to allow that at all. And so President Trump also talked about abortion, as I said earlier. There was an interesting article from WND. The Jews in Israel are complaining that rabbis in America are now starting to sound like Christians. Oh, Israel Today noted that rabbis generally do not speak out against abortion, at least not like Christians. Well, you know, they might want to go back and take a look at the Mosaic Law, because just as the governor of Rhode Island is saying, we don't want to hold people guilty of murder if they harm a pregnant woman and kill the baby. Well, you know, Moses addressed that in the Mosaic Law. He said, if you harm a pregnant woman, it will be an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And took that very seriously. Human life should be taken very seriously. Moses took it seriously. God takes it seriously. They said, Israel Today, talking about that, they said, New York's new law allowing abortion up to the moment of birth has caused two of the largest rabbinical councils in the U.S. to speak out. Jewish law opposes abortion, except in cases of danger to the mother, said a statement by the Rabbinical Council of America. There is no sanction to permit the abortion of a healthy fetus when the mother's life is not endangered. Israel Today said Jewish congregants were surprised by the public condemnation of abortion. They said this reads more like evangelical Christianity than Orthodox Judaism, said one comment on their website. And I have to say, let's give credit where credit is due. The Catholics were the first ones on this, way before the evangelical Christians, quite frankly. The Catholics, not this morally bankrupt Pope, but prior to that, the Catholic Church was there defending innocent life before evangelical Christians. Now you've got evangelical Christians, you've got Jews who are talking about this. Folks, we are at a moment. We are at a defining moment. Not just for our country, but for civilization. Any civilization that can, with no pains of guilt whatsoever, murder innocent babies is a civilization that is rotten to the core. And as history has taught us time and time again, God will destroy a nation like that. And he will use whatever means to destroy it. I mean, you look at Carthage. That was the site of ritualized slaughter of children. And it took a while, but, you know, eventually there was one individual. He just made it his life's work. Every time he would give a speech, regardless of what the speech was about, he would end it with, Carthage must be destroyed. And eventually, they did destroy Carthage. Totally. There were several wars that it took to do that, but any country that embraces this kind of moral bankruptcy will be destroyed by God, regardless of who he uses. Let's go to what President Trump had to say last night about peace and legislation versus war and investigation. You know, I would like to, I understand those two things rhyme, legislation, investigation. He's saying, basically, look, we can have, we can get something done for the good of the American people, or we can continue to play these political games, this kind of attempted coup that is going on with the intelligence community and the Democrats. We can move forward with this. We can have peace or we can have war. And he has a lot to say about how if you want a strong country, you don't do it by having eternal states of war. President Trump is trying to end the Syrian war, and we hope that he will prevail over the military-industrial complex and the Democrats in terms of doing that, and the Republicans, who are also part of the military-industrial complex. I would like to just say we can have peace, or we can have legislation, war, and investigation. I would have grouped it that way if I was a speechwriter, but I understand what President Trump was saying. Here's what he had to say from the speech last night.
That sounds so good. Our country is vibrant and our economy is thriving like never before. On Friday, it was announced that we added another 304,000 jobs last month alone, almost double the number expected. An economic miracle is taking place in the United States, and the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations.
Oh, they zoom in on Adam Schiff, who, by the way, is sitting there with the women. I wonder what we should read into that, if anything.
If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation. It just doesn't
work. All right,
work
it's a real clear choice that we have ahead of us. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more excerpts from State of the Union. I'm David Knight.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I had a little time to reflect over this last month as I was sick. When I was thinking back to what has happened, especially with the persecution of Roger Stone, the idea that we would have some kind of Torquemada, which is, I'm not the first person to call Mueller that. Other lawyers who have watched his work, been involved with him over the years, called him that as soon as he was appointed. And now he has turned into an inquisitor general, hasn't he? Totally unaccountable. There's absolutely no control or oversight or goal in this. I mean, there's no Russian collusion in any of this. The idea is that, supposedly he was talking to somebody about interviewing somebody that they never interviewed. And as we saw in the Pentagon Papers, we just had the left celebrating The Post. Remember that movie? Done by Steven Spielberg. Had Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep in it. And they were talking about what a great thing it was. We had a free press. And that even though there was a whistleblower that exposed what was going on, the Vietnam War, releasing secret documents, that they would not and had no ability to prosecute the press if they were to publish those papers. Yeah, they could come after Daniel Ellsberg, and they did go after him. He got off on a technicality, whatever, but they said, you can't go after the New York Times, can't go after the Post. And isn't it great that they stood up against this oppressive government who tried to conceal that information from the American public? And yet it is all being replayed with Julian Assange and with InfoWars. And we didn't even interview Julian Assange. We didn't even publish his papers. He released that through other people. Why are they coming after us? Well, as Hillary Clinton said, it's an information war and we're losing it. She said that a long time before she ran for president. And she was right. They were losing the information war. Yeah, I used to play the game of Risk with a friend of mine who went to West Point, come home from college, and would play Risk. And if he was losing, and, you know, the game can take quite a long time, just like a game of Monopoly, he would just say, all right, it's over, and just throw the board up in the air and say, I'm nuking the board. That's it. And that's basically what they did in the information war. They're losing the information war. They can't compete with a free market of ideas. And so what they do is they nuke the board, just like my friend did. We're playing Risk. Hillary admitted that InfoWars had a lot to do with what happened. Remember that book she wrote, What Happened? She mentioned InfoWars at least three times. Yeah, we happened to you, Hillary. And I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of the time that I've been here, the different things that I've been involved in, standing up for people who are being oppressed by the government at the Bundy Ranch, standing up to that criminal, Hillary Clinton, who, whether or not she's ever locked up, she's still a criminal, and we all know it. And guess what, Hillary? You will never, ever be president. Let that sink in. Your lifelong ambition of being president of the United States, you will never realize. You are a has-been hag, and you will never be president, Hillary Clinton, no matter what you do to InfoWars. You can try to deplatform us, defund us, but you will never be president. And I'm very proud of that. And folks, if you want to stand up to this kind of tyranny, if you want to keep them from deplatforming us because we derailed Hillary Clinton, one of the things you can do is take a look at the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the way that we support ourselves. We can't run ads through Google. They're going to shut down everybody that they don't like politically. Microsoft will do it with their browsers. Google will do it with YouTube, and they'll do it with their advertising revenue. Facebook will do it with their advertising revenue. Just cut off War Room off of Facebook. So they're going to try to isolate us. But you can still go to InfoWars.com. You can still buy products that are going to support your health. Do your own investigation. And we have great deals there. Some of the deals that we got right now, BrainForce Plus, 50% off in a combo pack with our new product, TurboForce. We have Ultimate Bone Broth, which is our upgrade to bone broth we've been selling for a while. It's super packed nutrients in bone broth. And now we have the Ultimate Bone Broth, and you can get that at 50% off. We also have a very natural solution to both bacteria and virus. That's right. You know, we have antibiotics. They only work, and sometimes they work. But when they work, they only work against bacteria. That's why people say, don't come to me for a cold. Cold is a virus. The antibiotics aren't going to work for that. Well, silver works against viruses. It works against bacteria. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. This is something that's been used in hospitals for burn victims because they are at risk for bacterial infection. Super Silver Wound Dressing with Nano Silver. You can get that in a combo pack with the Immune Gargle Spray. That's Nano Silver in a spray format. You can get those two together in a combo pack at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need and appreciate your support, folks. All right, let's talk a little bit about the economy. President Trump, you heard talking about adding 304,000 new jobs just in January. Here's more of what President Trump had to say about the economy.
Over the last 2 years, my administration has moved with urgency and historic speed to confront problems neglected by leaders of both parties over many decades. In just over 2 years since the election, we have launched an unprecedented economic boom, a boom that has rarely been seen before. There's been nothing like it. We have created 5.3 million new jobs and, importantly, added 600,000 new manufacturing jobs, something which almost everyone said was impossible to do. But the fact is, we are just getting started. Wages are rising at the fastest pace in decades and growing for blue-collar workers who I promise to fight for. They're growing faster than anyone else thought possible. Nearly 5 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps. The U.S. economy is growing almost twice as fast today as when I took office, and we are considered far and away the hottest economy anywhere in the world, not even close. Unemployment has reached the lowest rate in over half a century.
The Democrats are looking very miserable about
that. Hispanic American and Asian American unemployment have all reached their lowest levels ever recorded. Unemployment for Americans with disabilities has also reached an all-time low. More people are working now than at any time in the history of our country. 157 million people at work.
You know, what does it say when we look at the Democrats sitting on their hands about all those true statistics, good statistics, the economy doing well? They're very unhappy about that. Their success is predicated on the failure of America. That's what it says. And as President Trump is going through there talking about, well, you know, women, there's more women working now, there's more African Americans working now, there's more Hispanic Americans working now, there's more Asian Americans working now, going down all of the demographic groups that the demographic party loves to pander to. You know, it's everybody. Let's just say that. Everybody is doing well. He says we created 5.3 million new jobs. And Breitbart says, well, let's fact check that. In November 2016, there were 145 million workers employed in the U.S. After January's robust 304,000 new jobs, there's now 150 million people working in America. And of course, we go further in the decimal points there, but basically it's 5.3 million jobs. That's the official number. And they point out the pace of job creation has been accelerating, defying predictions that it would slow, and defying the actions of the Federal Reserve that has been trying to put the brakes on our economy. They were not allowed to grow by 3%. Federal Reserve, oh, you can't grow that fast. We're going to have to raise interest rates. And they've been raising interest rates 0.25% every quarter since President Trump was elected, trying to sabotage the economy, just like the Democrats sitting on their hands as President Trump is going through the great economic news that has happened. And that is the state of our economic union. We'll be back talking about the border. Stay with us.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining me now is Harrison Smith, and he wants to come in, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the State of the Union. We haven't gotten on to the border and the wall yet, but we're going to cover that here with Harrison with some more clips from President Trump's State of the Union last night. But here at the top of the hour, Harrison, you know, I was just kind of off of the topic a little bit. You know, we've had a lot of interesting things surface in the last few days from some prominent Democrats past, and now we've had something else come out about Little White Dove, also known as Pocahontas or Elizabeth Warren. And of course, remember that, that novelty song from the 1960s or 50s, Running Bear and Little White Dove. Well, she is running and she is running for president and she is running bear because we have now exposed her past. We've now got a document showing in 1986, her, State Bar of Texas registration card. That identified herself, where she identified herself, says right here on the card, race, American Indian. And you know, Harrison, I think this is probably, should be as embarrassing to her as Northam's, Coon Man picture and Klan Man picture.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen her jawline or what was it that she, or her high cheekbones? It's her high cheekbones. And yeah. How dare you question Elizabeth Warren? No, I mean, I just think it's funny. This happens time and time again where, you know, they're always talking about white privilege. How privileged are white people when they're constantly pretending to be a minority in order to get a leg up in today's society? It sort of gives the lie to the whole situation.
When you're
pretending to
well, you know, her thing, her she would come back and say, you know, well, we've got this story in my family, you know, about Little White Dove and Running Bear.
Yeah, of course.
And somewhere back there. And so I know that I've got some Indian DNA, but I never meant to imply that I was part of an Indian tribe. And I would never use that for advantage. And I didn't do that at Harvard. And yet here is the photographic evidence. She is from New Jersey and, you know, but she is an American Indian right there on race. As you could see, we just put that up there. And that is going to be, I think, something, as President Trump said, you know, she released her DNA and she was very proud of that. And it was now the new slogan, as President Trump tweeted, was 1/2020th.
Right. 1/2020th, exactly.
Running for president. And she is actually twice as white as the average white person.
Right. Well, the good news is she only has to get 1/1000th of the votes, and then she'll be president. That's how it works in this day and age.
Well, it will work that way if they're able to eliminate the Electoral College, and that's one thing we have to worry about.
I mean, the State of the Union was so good at the way it illustrated just how backwards the Democrats are, and just how ridiculous all of their stances are when you're refusing to clap for human trafficking victims and all this sort of stuff. But then you just look at the Democratic field of candidates that they're putting out for 2020 already, with Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, to Spartacus, to Kamala Harris, who got her job, clear admitted corruption with the governor of California. I mean, these are the best of the Democratic Party. I really am. I need to like go out to a liberal bar and just talk to the liberals and just figure out how could you possibly support this political party. They're so absurd.
We got 1/2020th for Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Here's the one for Cory Booker. We could say Spartacus for Caesar. How's that?
That's fantastic. Spartacus for Caesar. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a confederacy of dunces. It's a ship of fools trying to steer the rest of us in their insane direction.
Or as Van Jones said, it's psychotically incoherent.
Psychotically incoherent.
It's dog poop.
I was going to say, yes.
What was the other thing that he said? But, you know, it's, it was, his comment was, it was, psychotically incoherent. What was that? Yeah, that's right.
Cookies.
Dog poop and cookies.
Yes.
Chocolate chip cookies.
One of his,
I don't know what.
One of his more, you know, verbose.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back. We're going to get into the border wall. We're going to see Kamala Harris get offended by President Trump saying we've got to get rid of these drug cartels. Not on her watch. California, Sanctuary City. That was the former attorney general.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost,
The crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back on this Wednesday, February the 6th, 2019, the day after the State of the Union address by President Trump. Of course, he covered a lot of different topics, and we've been talking about the various things that President Trump had to say. Talked about abortion. He talked about the economy, of course. And he also talked about the wall. That's one thing we haven't talked about yet. Talked about the border, talked about the wall. Joining me now is Harrison Smith, and we want to play the clip from President Trump, and I want you to see the reaction, those of you who are watching. I want you to see the reaction of Kamala Harris when President Trump says calls out the ruthless coyotes, the cartels, the drug dealers, and the human traffickers. They were going to put them out of business. And she's like, no, I don't think so. Let's keep them in business. Because, of course, Harrison, you know, when she was Attorney General in California, you know, they're wanting to do everything they can to keep MS-13 there. And, of course, MS-13 is a drug gang that came out of El Salvador. And it kind of gelled in California and then has metastasized like a cancer throughout the rest of America. So now we've got a lot of people, it's mostly right now, it's in the Hispanic community,
yeah,
where they're killing other young people because they send MS-13 in because of the DACA pronouncement by the Obama administration. It's no law. It's not a law. They just said, we're not going to enforce the law against young people. So MS-13 says, well, let's send in young people. They can get in for free, and they won't be harassed.
Yeah.
And so they've basically taken over Long Island, where my wife grew up. And a lot of Hispanic children are being murdered by MS-13. We just had a rival violence between rival gangs with an MS-13 guy shooting in the head another rival gang member yesterday. And the New York police were trying to shield him from being photographed. They were trying to cover that up, just like they do in California. And Kamala Harris, as Attorney General in California, not only went after people who were trying to expose the Planned Parenthood trade in baby body parts, she went after the whistleblowers there, but she also was trying to protect gang members there. And after President Trump was elected, I remember very clearly San Francisco and some other jurisdictions there in California, while Kamala Harris was still Attorney General, said, we're going to hide the records that we have identifying people as MS-13 gang members, because otherwise President Trump will deport these poor people. And that's the way they really feel about the coyotes, the cartels, the drug dealers, and human traffickers. They want to protect them. They want to keep them there because, you know, they create disorder that can be used by the Democrats.
Right? Yeah, well, and of course, San Francisco wants them to vote as well, along with Stacey Abrams. And of course, we can get into her a little bit later. But, you know, Kamala Harris also presided over some of these. I mean, California is in this downward spiral of, well, the prisons are overpopulated. So then they just go in and retroactively decide that certain things no longer have prison sentences. So they release a ton of prisoners. The crime increases, more prisoners. I mean, it's just this downward spiral. And a lot of it started with Kamala Harris, and I'm so glad you mentioned DACA when it comes to MS-13, because, you know, of course, MS-13 is going to take advantage of this law and send minors across. But even if they aren't involved, what you are doing is setting up a system by which children are brought into the country
don't speak the language, don't have any connections here, are all alone by themselves. Of course, that's the prime type of person to gravitate towards these gangs. So whether it's intentional or unintentional, these gangs like MS-13 are benefiting massively these literally just unaccompanied children coming over, needing protection, needing help, needing to feel like they have a community or a family. So, of course, that's what they gravitate to.
And as I mentioned yesterday, when you have this situation, MS-13, murder there in the subway, they come here and they said, well, you know, we can't do anything about it because all they've done is violate the law by coming across the border illegally. And, even though they've got MS-13 tattoos all over their face and their body, we can't make any assumptions about that. We have to wait until they do something like shoot somebody in the head. Right now it's gang on gang violence, but as we've seen throughout Mexico, and we see the violence that has happened there because of the war on drugs, and quite frankly, folks, you know, we need to really get to the root cause of some of these things instead of just building walls. That's not really going to stop the drug war situation. We have a lot of culpability in that. We have to understand, Republicans need to understand that the war on drugs is a UN-created situation. They created the schedule of four drugs that the DEA goes after. They put the drugs in those schedules. They did it in 1961. Richard Nixon copied that verbatim, put his name on it, turned in his homework, and pronounced the war on drugs in 1971, 10 years after the UN. So all you conservatives who don't like the United Nations, this is what they gave us.
Yeah.
You know, we legally prohibited alcohol. We realized that was a mistake after a few years. But now, after 48 years, we still haven't realized in this country how futile this is and how counterproductive it has become. And as long as we have a welfare state that is pulling people across the border and a drug war that is pushing them across the border, we're not going to really be able to stop this with a wall, I don't think, if President Trump ever got that built. We have to address the root causes of this stuff. Nevertheless, let's go to the clip last night where he's talking about border security, video clip number 6.
Now, Republicans and Democrats must join forces again to confront an urgent national crisis. Congress has 10 days left to pass a bill that will fund our government, protect our homeland, and secure our very dangerous southern border. Now is the time for Congress to show the world that America is committed to ending illegal immigration and putting the ruthless coyotes, cartels, drug dealers, and human traffickers out of business.
That's Republicans clapping. Kamala Harris is shaking her head. No, no, no. Not in California. We're going to give them sanctuary.
Large, organized caravans are on the march to the United States. We have just heard that Mexican cities, in order to remove the illegal immigrants from their communities, are getting trucks and buses to bring them up to our country in areas where there is little border protection. I have ordered another 3,750 troops to our southern border to prepare for this tremendous onslaught. This is a moral issue. The lawless state of our southern border is a threat to the safety, security, and financial well-being of all America. We have a moral duty to create an immigration system that protects the lives and jobs of our citizens. This includes our obligation to the millions of immigrants living here today who followed the rules and respected our laws. Legal immigrants enrich our nation and strengthen our society in countless ways. I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever, but they have to come in legally.
All right, we're going to have more of that when we come back. You know, one of the things that he said there, Harrison, and it drew a gasp from the audience there. He said, I've ordered, what was it, something like 3,200 troops to the border because the caravans were coming here. And they gasped about that. Did they ever gasp when we ordered troops, American troops, into Syria? Did they ever gasp when we built a dozen military bases there and four airfields? Did anybody even know about that?
Well, no,
talk about it.
They didn't gasp because there was no announcement. We woke up one day, and actually I think it was Rand Paul tried to, or maybe Ron Paul tried to pass a amendment saying we're not allowed to go into Syria, and it was only when he did that that we learned we were already there.
Yeah.
So that's how we work now.
That is as upside down as we get. All right, we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about the border and what may be coming up, as you heard President Trump say, in 10 days. You got 10 days to pass this. Is that when he's going to be issuing an emergency order so that we can actually defend our own border? Who would think?
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line and the tip of the spear are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors they've taken, everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, we had CNN and CBS do polls, and it's interesting that they both came up with a 76% approval rate of the people that they polled. 76% approved of President Trump's State of the Union speech. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And CBS said when they specifically asked them about immigration that 72% approved of what President Trump had to say about immigration. CNN poll said 59% said they were very positive about it. I don't know what the difference is between approve and very positive. Maybe that was, I don't know. But nevertheless, both of them came up with 76% approval of President Trump's overall speech. CBS said 72% specifically approved of his immigration ideas. And yet you see people like Kamala Harris, who wants to run for president, shaking her head no when President Trump says we're going to stop drug gangs from coming across the border. You know, we have more people that are dying in Mexico, in the drug war in Mexico, than are dying anywhere else in any other conflict, Iraq, Afghanistan, anywhere other than Syria. And in Syria, we've got airplanes dropping bombs. I mean, this is the people that are dying in Mexico and these drug wars there are dying with, I guess we could call it retail death as opposed to wholesale death, right? This is one-on-one, mano-a-mano, you know, say hello to my little friend type of thing. You know, machine guns and direct small arms fire. They're not using massive bombing campaigns. Only in Syria where that is happening do we have more people dying. And that violence can easily come across the border, just as we're seeing the MS-13 violence coming across the border. And just as we have seen city after city in Mexico, places that were former tourist resorts like Acapulco, now that's so dangerous, people are not going there anymore because tourists are getting shot along with the rival gang members. I mean, this is the way that prohibition always goes. We saw this happening with Al Capone and his friends. You know, they would shoot each other with machine guns as they were riding on the, you know, the running boards of their Model Ts. But then they would also get a lot of innocent bystanders as well. And that's what it has escalated to now in Mexico. And that's why I think most of the people really understand that this is, this policy of the Democrats is not only inconsistent with what they've always pushed, but it is also total insanity. Yeah. It is psychotically incoherent, in the words right. of Van Jones.
Well, and it, the cartels are so dangerous and powerful at this point. And, it's just one of these downward spirals that you're talking about, how these vacation spots suddenly are no longer safe. So they're not getting as much money. So they're not going to be able to be quite as nice and they're not going to be quite as good. So the drugs are going to come. I mean, it's a downward spiral. And even when I was in, Cabo, like 2 years ago, the first night we were there, the police pulled over my, fiance's father and, shook him down for a couple hundred bucks and, threatened to put him in jail. So, I mean, it's not just the cartels, it's the entire system down there. And
it's always been that way. I mean, you know, look at the movie, The Magnificent Seven. Of course, that was based on the Seven Samurai, but they put it in the context of the corruption that has always been endemic in Mexico. There's always been the people, the peons, the farmers who are stuck between a corrupt federal government and these corrupt gangsters, you know, whether they were, you know, bandidos or drug cartels or whatever. It's always been that case.
Yeah, well,
and what was the solution to it? They go to America, they get say, hey, we need to buy some guns so we can defend ourselves. Yeah. We've already seen that with a small movement there in Mexico. You had local vigilantes who started to organize and arm themselves to defend themselves, just like the Magnificent Seven. Oh, yeah. And what happened? You had the corrupt federal government there come in and disarm and jail the leaders.
Yeah. Kill the leaders. There's a wonderful documentary about that. Can't quite remember. Cartel Land, I think it might be called.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah.
And you were talking about, the Texas history, book that I lent you. And, you go back to the 1800s and even then you had, Moses Austin going down and getting permission from one Mexican, government. By the time he gets back, it's a whole new government that no longer honors the treaty.
Yeah.
It's like for centuries, it has been in turmoil and chaos and constant, ousting of this person in favor of this person. I mean,
just absolute chaos, and it hasn't ended. And you might have different numbers than me. When I looked up deaths in Syria versus deaths in Mexico, it was 19,000 versus 33,000. So
they've overtaken Syria now.
By 14,000. I mean, 30,000 murders in one year in Mexico.
The numbers that we see coming out of Mexico are numbers that are being filtered through a corrupt state that want to make things look low. And we have to understand that we just had at the trial of El Chapo, we just had somebody talk about the millions of dollars that he'd given to the guy that just left as president there. So, you know,
We saw over 200, I think well over 200, politicians or candidates murdered during the election cycle, last year, the year before in Mexico. And this president says, I don't need a bodyguard.
Yeah.
That's how safe he feels. Gee, I wonder why he feels so safe in Mexico when so many politicians are getting murdered.
Well, you know, we don't want that kind of a system to come here.
Right.
And we don't want to have that violence come here. And again, getting back to the war on drugs, that is the root cause of a lot of this stuff. Mexico was a failed state. Mexico had these types of issues well before there was a war on drugs, but the war on drugs has exacerbated those failings of that society, that system. And again, you know, we want to make sure that we don't degrade into that. And yet what we see from the globalists is that they want to homogenize everything. They want to erase. We, as I've said many times, we are the true multiculturalist. We want to have the rich tapestry of culture that used to be Europe. They want to combine everything together into this dumbed down, homogenized, grayed out, violent and divided society. And we don't want to see that happening. And so we want to have control over our system, because we have a system here in America that we can thank God was given to us by people who understood the nature of power and of corruption, and they put some checks and balances in that. That is basically being erased. It's pretty much gone now. Yep. And we're just hanging on to this by a thread if we have any of it left. It needs to be restored. We do not want to see this degraded further. This is why President Trump said we need to have walls. And I want to play video clip number 7. Let's talk a little bit about the walls and the immorality of having open borders there.
My administration has sent to Congress a common sense proposal to end the crisis on the southern border. It includes humanitarian assistance, more law enforcement, drug detection at our ports, closing loopholes that enable child smuggling, and plans for a new physical barrier or wall to secure the vast areas between our ports of entry. In the past, most of the people in this room voted for a wall, but the proper wall never got built. I will get it built.
That's absolutely right.
This is a smart, strategic, see-through steel barrier, not just a simple concrete wall. It will be deployed in the areas identified by the border agents as having the greatest need. And these agents will tell you.
All right, we're going to have more of that when we come back. You can see Nancy Pelosi sitting there with a smirk on her face. She has no concrete proposal, and she wants to steal any protection we have at the border. President Trump, on the other hand, wants to build a physical wall. That is an important barrier to keep the people out of our legal system, of all things. We'll be right back. David Knight with Harrison Smith.
To rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Keep on lying.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Used to have the most illegal border crossings in our country. In response, a strong security wall was put in place. This powerful barrier almost completely ended illegal crossings. The border city of El Paso, Texas, used to have extremely high rates of violent crime, one of the highest in the entire country, and considered one of our nation's most dangerous cities. Now, immediately upon its building, with a powerful barrier in place, El Paso is one of the safest cities in our country. Simply put, walls work and walls save lives.
No Democrats are clapping.
So let's work together, compromise, and reach a deal that will truly make America safe. As we work to defend our people's safety, we must also ensure our economic resurgence continues at a rapid pace.
All right, that's President Trump from the State of the Union address last night. And he goes on to say, as he's talking about the borders, and he starts to talk about the economy there, he says, wealthy politicians and donors push for open borders while living their lives behind walls and gates and guards. They know that it works, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the hypocrisy of this, and we've talked about this many times. All these celebrities, all these politicians with their walled estates, the Pope who tells us how immoral it is to have walls, and yet he lives behind the Vatican walls. And, of course, it's not immoral. I did that report while I was gone talking about Nehemiah and the fact that that was part of the revitalization to make Jerusalem great again. They had to have a wall in order to protect themselves from attack and to establish the city. Every city was defined by walls. Before we had nation states, we had city states, and they all had walls around them, the gates of the city. That was a common thing. Everybody understands that. It's only the gaslighting of the globalists, so the general public now, to say, oh, you don't want to have any doors. You don't want to have any walls. You don't want to have any protection of your culture, your people.
Yeah, no, it's this, you know, they call us science deniers, and then they literally believe walls don't work. How controlled is your mindset and your brain if you're able to say in full sincerity a sentence like walls don't work? I mean, that is just, that is the next level of insanity. It's like saying water's not wet. I mean, it's absolutely insane, but this is the natural progression of socialism. We're actually seeing it in London right now where, the police are so overwhelmed. They're no longer even dealing with petty crimes. They're not able to get a control on the violent crime. So what do you have? You have the rich neighborhoods paying for private police. They get the protection because they can afford it. Rest of the people that can't, they don't get the protection. It's the same thing that happens. It's the same thing with the walls. Same thing with gun control. Hey, if you can pay for a licensed gun carrier to protect you and follow you around with a bodyguard, you get the protection of guns. If you can't, we take it away from you. This is just I believe it was maybe the governor of New York, somebody prominent in the Northeast was saying that, well, now John Hopkins University should have private police because they're not able to deal with the violence or the crime with the normal police. So that's just what happens is you get a divide, and the divide increases where the poor people get less and less services from the government, and those services are still given to the rich people, or at least they buy them themselves because they can afford them. But
it's part of the hypocrisy of Hollywood. These people who make a lot of money doing movies that are extremely violent, that show people abusing firearms and so forth, and then they take that money and they go out and they hire, like you pointed out, a bodyguard, so they don't have to protect themselves, and then tell you that you can't have even the means to protect yourself when they can go out and hire those people with the money that they've made by portraying firearms like that. President Trump went on to say that this is a moral issue. He said we have a moral duty to create an immigration system. Well, we do have an immigration system, right? It's just that they aren't enforcing it. It's just like we've got a constitution and we have a Bill of Rights that respect our ability to have certain freedoms, and those are not being respected either. I mean, that's the real issue, is to try to get these people to respect our system, whether it's the immigration system or the Bill of Rights. He says, I'm asking you to defend our very dangerous southern border out of love and devotion to our fellow citizens and to our country. And that is the other part of this. When they talk about, you know, walls, we don't want to have walls, let's just leave everything open and unlock all the doors and so forth. And is also the fact that they have absolutely no regard for Americans. They don't care about the American dream. They only care about the dreamers who come here for a free education at the expense of our American dream of owning a home, because the homes are the property taxes on the homes are going to be what's paying for educating every child coming here from a foreign country when their home country does not want to pay to educate them.
Yeah, no, it's it can't get more simple than this. I'll give you two sentences and it'll lay it out perfectly. The Democrats hate America. Yeah. You are American. What do you not understand about this? like these people, the liberals, the Democrats who still support these people, they hate America.
It's kind of like
you
Northam.
Are American.
Like, they portray themselves as being the friend of black people, and yet they dress up in blackface with the Ku Klux Klan hood and so forth. And it's like, no, I really am your friend.
Hypocrisy.
I'm here to help you.
The hypocrisy.
Yeah.
But, you know, while we're on the wall and the border, Stacey Abrams, of course, gave the utterly pedestrian and pointless response to the State of the Union, which addressed nothing that was actually said in the State of the Union. So why even have it? But Chuck Schumer was asked about this, and they said, why do you want Stacey Abrams to be the one giving it? After all, she did lose her race, by the way. But he said, well, she's been on the forefront of voters' rights. And that's what they call, you know, voters' rights. And he says that is, I can't remember exactly how he phrased it, but I think he says something like that is the cornerstone, or that is the foundation of everything moving forward. So he kind of kind of showed his cards a little bit there and let us know what's really going on, because, of course, we know Stacey Abrams recently been in hot water for basically coming out and saying, yes, I think undocumented immigrants should be able to vote.
Yeah.
So you just follow the line. You have Stacey Abrams advocating for illegal immigrants to vote, and Chuck Schumer saying she is, you know, important in getting forward the foundation for everything moving forward. Let's use the transitive property and understand that Chuck Schumer saying moving forward, you know, the foundation of everything the Democrats are doing is reliant on getting illegals into the country so they can vote.
Yeah, it used to
very
be
easy to understand
that they would use gerrymandering to select the voters. And it got to be very scientific. You know, back in North Carolina, they would take the congressional district and they would go down a road and they would jump from one side of the road, just picking different people from the parties that they were registered in. So instead of the voters picking the politicians would pick the voters. When in North Carolina, when they voted the first time through for Barack Obama in 2008, then they had voters' remorse, and they voted straight Republican the next time. So they got, for the first time since Reconstruction, a Republican House and Senate. And then the Republicans, after that 2010 census, were able to redistrict. The only thing that didn't change in North Carolina were the congressional seats because of the gerrymandering, where they had picked the voters. Once they redid that, everything changed there. So then the Democrats go to court to fight that. Because they can't win, even when they go through, you know, they have to win an election in order to gerrymander things. And so now they're going to the next step where they're not just going to pick the voters who are already here in America. They're going to import voters so that they can win the election. Oh. And they're going to fight that in the courts.
And they're totally open to that. I mean, literally, I think it was Joy Reid tweeted out. She's like, if you want to know why California went blue, it's because of demographics. We got to get more illegals in there, more Hispanics in there. I mean, they're blatant and open about what they're doing and about how they're using demographics as warfare, you know, in the political sphere. And we've gone from no taxation without representation to now the cry is no representation without taxation. Why are these people allowed to decide who represents us when they're not actually contributing to the country? We've flipped on our heads, ladies.
Well, when we come back, you know, we've talked about this divide between the Democrats and Republicans. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the Republicans coming after President Trump, something that was pulled by Mitch McConnell and the military-industrial complex yesterday, but also a poster child for the GOP push for illegal immigration. You will not believe what happened yesterday at the State of the Union. We got that for you when we come back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm David Knight here with Harrison Smith, and we have one more segment to talk about what President Trump said at the State of the Union. We've been talking about how the Democrats opposed him, opposed things that are good for America. You know, hey, look this, we've got lots of new jobs being created, the economy is growing at over 3% rate and so forth, and Democrats are like, I don't like that. Oh, this is, we got to do something to stop this. You know, and they aren't going to applaud for America. But we have to understand that there is opposition within the Republican Party as well. And we're going to give you a couple of examples about this. It's why President Trump is having the kind of difficulty he is in terms of protecting the border, in terms of stopping these wars, because there is a fifth column in Washington. It's there in the Republican Party, in the Republican establishment. And so we're going to give you a couple of examples of that from the leadership on down in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's the way that we keep free speech here at InfoWars. You know, we are the tip of the spear in terms of the system that is trying to shut down your free speech as well as freedom of the press. We now have it turned into a crime by a special inquisitor, Robert Mueller, if you even attempt to conspire to interview somebody. And turn that into a process crime. This is the level of persecution that we've gotten to. But, of course, the persecution is also economic as well. And we have all the tech giants trying to deplatform us, trying to stop advertisements from going out. You can find our products at InfoWarsStore.com. We sell directly there. That's one of the reasons why Alex set this system up. And you can support us, and you can support free speech as we fight back against this. And we've got some great specials for you. Right now, we have BrainForce Plus. That's my favorite supplement that we have because, you know, so many supplements you take and you have the cumulative effect over a period of time. BrainForce is something, as a nutraceutical, you feel that right away. BrainForce Plus, 50% off when you buy it in combo with our new product, TurboForce. And I think if you try those two together, you're really going to like them. Again, 50% off BrainForce Plus when you buy it with TurboForce in a combo there at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the Ultimate Bone Broth. an update to our classic InfoWars Life formula. You can get that 50% off. And we have a nano silver combo. 40% off of the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. This is a way to topically apply nano silver to protect yourself against bacterial infection and viral infection, because silver has a unique property that it protects against both viruses and bacteria. And also Immune Gargle Spray. Multi-purpose, you can use it primarily orally. It's what it was designed for, to help with bad breath, to help with other issues. But, you know, you can even use it topically somewhat. But the two of those together, you can get them at 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, Harrison, when I look at this State of the Union address yesterday, as I was saying, we do have a fifth column within the Republican Party. One of the things that President Trump said as he was talking about wealthy politicians and donors behind their gated estates with their private security guards, he said, meanwhile, working class Americans are left to pay the price for mass illegal immigration. And here's the price that they pay. Reduced jobs, lower wages, overburdened schools, hospitals that are so crowded you can't get in, increased crime, and a depleted social safety net. Now, that also applies not just to working class Americans, but that also applies to middle class America as well. At the State of the Union, there was a GOP senator there, Kevin Cramer, Republican of North Dakota, and he is sitting there with the senior vice president of an organization, a lobbying organization called Immigration Voice. They are lobbying to fast track the outsourcing of white collar American jobs to mostly Indian and Chinese nationals with the H-1B visa program. And so he's there, and not only is does he bring this guy to the State of the Union, but he's out there tweeting about, oh, this guy offers expertise and experiences that reflect North Dakota priorities and values, and just tweeting on and on about how wonderful this is. This group is working not only with this Republican senator from North Dakota, but also with Rob Portman of Ohio, Cory Gardner of Colorado, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, and many others, Democrats as well. And this is the other side of it. You were just talking about bringing in the foreign voters, but this is what the Republicans want.
Yep.
The Koch brother wing of the Republican Party wants cheap labor.
Yeah.
And they want to replace, you know, white collar jobs for college graduates.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, I believe North Dakota might have one of the highest average or mean or median pays, you know, annual salaries in the entire nation, because it has become this hub of coders and electricians and, you know, just people involved in tech. Strangely enough, I mean, you think California, you think New York, North Dakota is a major hub of this type of thing. It's a major benefit and a boon for the American economy. Do we get to enjoy that boon? No, we're going to outsource that bounty and that, you know, achievement to you know, Indians. So these CEOs can pay just a little bit less to their workers and bring in people from out of the country. I mean, just bring in.
And it's not
Americans.
Just engineering jobs. I mean, it's service jobs. Yeah. We saw this happen with Disney a few years ago, where Disney said, well, we're going to hire cheaper labor from India for customer service and so forth. We're going to fire you Americans who have been working for us for years.
Yeah.
If you want to have, some kind of a separation package, you're going to have to stay and train your Indian replacements
right.
to take your place. Yeah. I mean, that's what Disney did. And as if Americans couldn't handle customer service as well or better than somebody who is coming from a foreign country.
Right. No, it's just all about getting those lower wages. And this is what, I mean, the Democrats know this, but they somehow can't connect the dots where they're literally advocating for the modern equivalency of slavery. It's like, well,
yeah.
You know, we got to bring them in because we can pay them almost nothing. They can't complain or else they get deported. You know, it's all good for the CEOs and the billionaires that you purport to be fighting against. But that's in reality, that's who you're serving when you advocate this type of illegal immigration, or, you know, concerted lobbying efforts to get mass amounts of legal immigration.
Yeah. Right now, the Democrats are looking at this and say, we get immediate benefit from the voters.
Right.
But you've also got Democrats looking at this, as you just pointed out, saying, well, you know what? Hey, you know, I can get some money on the table from these Silicon Valley entrepreneurs and so forth. So I'll push that. But the Republicans especially are doing it, and the Republicans will do it for that alone. As Breitbart points out, this is exactly what this is, a massive level of middle class outsourcing. That's exactly what this is. And they said it suppressed wage growth, needed by many American college graduates to repay their college debts, to get married, to buy homes, to raise children. For example, the salaries for 21 million professional and business services employees rose by just roughly 1% after inflation for the second quarter of 2017 to the second quarter of 2018. Said 4 million young Americans enter the workforce every year, but their job opportunities are diminished as there are roughly 2 new foreign workers for every 4 American workers who enter the workforce. So you go to college, you get hocked up to, your neck in debt, which you can't get out of that college debt by declaring bankruptcy. I mean, that is on you. And then they bring in foreign workers from abroad to take your job that you would have normally had in the past because your college degree. No, you're not going to get that white collar job. That's going to be given to somebody who will do it more cheaply, especially because they aren't saddled with that massive college debt.
Right. Well, and they also, have not grown up with the constant reinforcement of the value of liberty and the value of freedom. And, God bless them. I wish India was more free. I wish, all these Muslim countries were more free. But this has to be taken into account why they want people from these types of countries to come here, because, once they get here, they're not receiving a lot of propaganda in favor of freedom. They're not receiving a lot of education that tells the value of individual freedom and humanity and the American experience. So, they are typically a little bit more willing to give more power to the state. They're a little bit, their lives here are so much better than they were in their old countries. They're not really going to complain because, I'm a little bit oppressed here. I can't do exactly what I want. The American government is a little bit in my business, but hey, I'm doing so much better than I was before.
That's right.
I'm not going to complain.
Simply an economic calculation.
Yeah.
They're not coming here, even as we saw the early part of the 20th century, people would come to escape repression in Europe. And so they wanted the system of liberty that we had fought and embedded into our culture, into our legal system. These people don't have that kind of interest in it. But there was another aspect that came out yesterday. And of course, that was what Mitch McConnell did with his security of the Mideast, talking about pushing this in at the last minute with Afghanistan and Syria. And we don't have much time, but tell people what happened with that.
Well, they slipped it in on the day of the State of the Union because they knew the eyes would be on that. Mitch McConnell tweets out, "The Senate just passed the Strengthening America's Security in the Middle East Act. I'm especially proud. It includes my amendment reaffirming the importance of our nation's ongoing missions in Afghanistan and Syria." So this is the bill
there
to guarantee
forever war.
Almost $40 billion to Israel over the next 10 years. Mm. It also actually punishes the BDS movement, which is boycott, divest, sanction. So, I mean, this is pretty blatantly. Oh, no.
Coming up, I'm going to be on my show in about 5 minutes. Joe Rogan's coming on.
Python?
Snake Rogan's on.
Okay, so that's it for our broadcast. But as Alex said, he's going to be on with his with a snake, with Joe Rogan. In just a few seconds, he'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
For those looking for the ultimate source of energy for their day, every day, the Brain Synergy Combo is here. Combining the powerful Turbo Force and Brain Force Plus nootropic formulas, this combo has what you need to hit your maximum potential every day. Take the tasty tropical berry-flavored Turbo Force Instant Brain Pills with you on the go or at work to help provide you with focus, clarity, and energy. And to reach your full potential, hit the next generation of advanced neural activation with the Brain Force Plus nootropic, a fan-favorite formula fueled by powerful, time-tested ingredients for a true 360 win. With this combo, you can have energy wherever you need, at home, on the go, in the car,
and more. Get Pure Energy on tap and take advantage of old and new InfoWars powerhouse formulas with the Brain Synergy Combo. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.